Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
From the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the V Show, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Bobby V.
So, did you watch last night?
Did you?
It was a fun game.
Well, I can tell you, there were a bunch of people who didn't know who the hell Josh Church was and immediately knee-jerk was like, well, I can't stand this guy. How could they possibly hire him? And who watched last night? I can't tell you how many texts I got during the game from people like, holy crap. I heard you talking about this guy for 2 days ad nauseum, and then I watched, like, now I get it. So that's all I'm going to say. He would have been a great choice. But I want to talk about this. I'm emptying the chamber, and then this is the last I'm talking about it because I'm not hiring anybody. I wound up getting in the middle of things that I did not intend to get in the middle of, and that's why, like, when it came up the first time with Kenny Payne 2 years ago, when it came up before that, when I didn't get involved. The other hosts did. You remember they were belittling David Padgett. You know, how the hell can he coach? He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, and I just stayed out of the whole thing. And I feel bad because there were some guys I really wanted to support, but I don't want to get in the middle of it because I get enthusiastic and then I get carried away and then I stick my foot in my mouth sometimes. So there you go. So here's, I'm going to empty the chamber. Some of this stuff you've heard, and I hope you won't get mad, because I'm only telling anything that's here that meets two conditions. One, it explains how we are where we are in the search, as I understand it. And two, it is not anything that is off the record. I think I miscommunicated with Schertz in our conversation. I don't want to look like I'm betraying any confidence because I have talked to some people that are very involved in this whole process, and I don't want them to feel like their trust is betrayed. So I've really worked very hard at trying to be careful about exactly what is expressed here. So let's talk about how this thing played out. And yes, there is one thing that is self-serving. I will tell you that, and you'll know it when we get there. When this whole thing started on Monday, I was so excited because if you were with us on yesterday's show, I went through my book of all the games I did this year and all the coaches who I think are very good coaches, none of whom were viable candidates for us because they were either the buyout was too great or they weren't interested or whatever reason. And so I did this game Sunday and found a guy that I think I was like so dazzled by and I thought he would be interested in coming here. That's it. That's so I came back and I said that and I told people, and I think they watched the game last night. Number of you did. I know you did. I can show you the texts. People are like, holy crap, he's great. Could you imagine if they played the way they did last night in the Yum Center? They'd blow the roof off the sucker. I mean, he's that good. Okay, but so what happened is people didn't really know who he was, and there's people who were opposed to him to begin with. There's people who don't like me also. And in our conversation, I said something that, recounting that conversation, that pissed off a number of people here. I'm not going to revisit it because then it's just going to wind up being in the middle of that discussion again. So I apologized for bungling what I said, because what I said made the situation way worse than it was. That's all I can tell you. I was in the conversation. It was what you think was said was not said. And you can say, well, people ask me, here we go again. Now I'm explaining it. I don't want to explain it. All I'm telling you is nobody lied. And it was my fault. I took a very small part of the conversation and made it sound much more serious. Okay. Now, the only reason I bring that up is not to defend myself again, because the people who hate me are going to hate me anyway. But it's because you have to understand that after the game last night, I got texts from people who said, boy, well, I understand why you were so excited about it. Bobby V, bring this guy here. And I got a text. There was only one, but I'm sure the guy spoke for others. Or whatever you do, keep him away from this guy. Because I was literally sick to my stomach after Monday's show because I thought the reaction was so virulent that I compromised Schertz's chances to get the job here. And I want to address that because I got a call from three people who are in positions of authority with this. And as I said, I'm not betraying any more confidences. So you don't want to believe it? Don't believe it, whatever you want. Who told me the same thing. They said, hey, listen, stop beating yourself up. You did not, it did not impact anything with how we're regarding this guy's candidacy. Trust me. I said, okay. First guy said it. I was like, that makes me feel good. Thank you. Then the second guy said it. And the third guy said it. I was okay. Well, that does make me feel better because it's the last thing I wanted to do for any candidate. I don't want to get in here and compromise any of the other candidates, but I certainly, especially a guy who I was just so excited about. Okay, so why do I bring that up? Am I defending myself again? No, I'm telling you. So what's that got to do with where we are now? Because people who saw that last night now are on board with the guy. A number of them, not everybody, but a number of them. And they say, well, then how come we can't get him? Well, it must be that thing that happened Monday. It's not. What it is a business thing, as it often is. My understanding is, and I don't know what the amount is, there is a memorandum of agreement or a memorandum of understanding, MOU, MOA, however you want to reference it, that, again, this is not talking out of school. We all know Dusty May was ready to come here when he said to his friend, he's very close friends with Josh, I think I'm taking a Louisville job. I think Josh at that point said, okay, well, then I'm out of the running for it. You're going to take it. You're going to get it. I'm going to go to St. Louis. And he signed an MOA with St. Louis. Didn't sign a contract, but an MOA. Now, what that means, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to profess to be a lawyer. But evidently, that's how we are here. That's what I want you to understand. If you watched it last night and said, how the hell do we not have this guy? That is my understanding. Does it mean the thing is dead? I don't know. Because now, I was never part of the search committee, but I did, yes, people that were important decision makers called and asked me what I thought of Josh Schertz and why I was so high on him, and I told them, and I found out there was a lot of consensus that they really liked him, and so why they didn't have something put in place, this is why. Because my understanding is St. Louis is playing hardball, if you will, which is, look, this was signed, you know, they're threatening to sue Josh. They're threatening to sue. Again, now I'm spitballing because I don't know, but I know there's legal, there's lawyers involved, there's legal issues, and that, I think, is the sticking point. And I don't know that it's going to go away. So, and if it doesn't go away, Nick's trying to show me something.
Well, it's breaking news from Jeff Goodman. It's looking like it's getting finalized between U of L and Coach Kelsey.
Okay. Well, and the reason that they are there is because I can tell you with some degree of confidence, Josh Schertz was the guy that Josh Hurd targeted as far back as December. And if you want to find some fault, I love Josh Hurd. Adore him. I think he's great. Having said that, if he'd had the guts to follow through with what his gut told him, which was this was the guy, he could have had him a month ago, probably. I don't even know what the buyout is. It's got to be tiny, and had his guy in place. But when he didn't, and now St. Louis came in and said, oh, yeah, well, we're going to have lawyers involved. And I do know that the people, it's easy for me to say, I'd say, well, give St. Louis whatever the hell you want. If this is the guy you want, we're in Louisville, damn it. Write a check. Get the guy you want. But I know that that's not smart business, and it's not my, I'm not accounting for the bottom line of the budget, and so that's what they're accounting for, and they're not going to do that evidently. And so my guess is he's going to go there, and Pat Kelsey's going to come here. I don't know Pat Kelsey at all. I just know the only thing I've shared with you is that I have a friend who coaches in Charleston. He was my roommate in college, and he said the guy has built a great culture there. He has he's won, and they have a, it's like Louisville, they have a built-in fan. The College of Charleston, man, they love their basketball. Goes back to John Kress. They have had some really good teams. They get very big crowds. They get very enthusiastic crowds. He's built on that. His teams play hard. He's regarded as a good X and O guy. That's all I know. But I never, if he walked in here, he wouldn't know me. I don't know him. And, you know, selfishly, I like when I have a history of the guy. You know, like I'm human, just like anybody else. But whoever gets the job, it could be you listening to me. It could be Tulio. If I'm lucky enough to be asked to continue doing the games, I will try and be supportive of whoever the coach is, and I'll try to reach out to them and make them feel welcome and try and build a rapport with them. And that's what I've always done, to the point where when people turned on Kenny, I was still trying to be somewhat supportive. They were mad at me for not being more critical. But I also am not Pollyanna. I'm not going to get on and tell people, hey, you know, this is going great when it's not. You can't do that. You have no credibility. So, and I think the coaches respect that. They understand that. I have a job to do also. But I'm not going to be I did not have a dog in the fight in the sense that, oh, if Josh didn't get it or whatever, like some other people probably feel that way about Richard. Oh, well, now I'm going to be mad. I'm not going to be mad. Whoever gets it, man, he's leading our basketball team. I'm going to be supportive of him. I wish that it worked out with Josh because I just watched that game last night and I love it. But, you know, whoever it is, if it's Pat Kelsey, then we will certainly welcome him and go from there.
Jeff Goodman saying,
that is exactly how we got here. That is the whole path, and that's as much as I think anybody would need to hear to understand how we got here, and I don't think I betrayed any confidences to tell you that. So there you go. Is that good? You think I summed that up?
Nailed it.
Tulio?
Good job.
Thanks.
Great job.
Okay.
The deal between Louisville and Kelsey is expected to be finalized today, okay. Jeff Goodman is reporting.
Now, having said that, now, okay, that's over. The timeline is over. Now we're just going doing radio host stuff. Again, if you don't like Josh Schertz, so that's fine. But I think it is apparent that he was the guy at the top of their list, or they would have made this decision already, don't you think?
Right.
I mean, these guys' seasons, Richard's season was over. Kelsey's season was over. They were obviously waiting for Schertz because he was still coaching. And I don't think they knew. This is a speculation. I don't know this. Like, I don't think they knew about the memorandum of agreement, or they didn't think it would be that difficult to buy out of it. That's speculation. Now I'm done doing timeline and news. Now I'm doing what you're doing. You have an opinion just like I do, and it doesn't mean it's any more or less valid. But that's why I don't. He's going to have to deal with the fact that he was not, the first choice on the list. But doesn't matter. What's the old saying? It doesn't matter who. There used to be a song in the 70s by a group called Bread. Doesn't matter whoever came before you, just as long as you're the last. So
I like that.
Yeah. So
that's a good. That's good. I like that.
Doesn't matter. So if he's the guy, I wish him well. And he's won down there. They've had great, a great tradition. And hopefully we'll get to know him. And hopefully we'll develop a friendship. I hope so. If it's him, and it sounds like it will be, and it makes sense that it would be, because I just don't think Richard was offered the job. His family got mad. Like, why are you getting mad at him? Like, he's turned the job down. Nobody's offering him the job. And I don't think they did offer him the job. I'm pretty certain of that, and I'll leave it at that. And again, I'm not saying they should have or shouldn't have, but I don't think that was the case. And Schertz, I think, however it played out, played himself out of it, or his agents did. Again, if you want to get mad, well, you did that. No, I don't think I did. I think it was the buyout. I'm almost certain it was the buyout. In fact, I know it was the buyout. So that's the bottom line. So he was the guy that they wanted, and then they didn't hire him when they had the chance, and now he's gotten a situation where it would take the money to get him, and they're not going to pay it, and so now they're going elsewhere. And
they've already changed Kelsey's Wikipedia.
We wish Kelsey all the best.
He's the current men's head basketball coach at the U of L.
I looked it up, and then I turned to Matt. I was like, damn, they're quick, man. That's insane, though.
4 Big South regular season titles, 3 Big South tournament, wins. 2 CAA regular season titles and 2 CAA tournaments wins. Big South Coach of the Year, CAA Coach.
The Big South
of the
was
year.
When he was at Winthrop. And the other one is now
CAA.
Did he coach DJ Burns at Winthrop?
I think so.
Nice.
No. He's been at College of Charleston for a while.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, 3 years. Yeah, he has been there 3 years. My bad.
And listen, you didn't get Milt Chamberlain, but you got another guy with specs.
He does look
specs.
He does look sharp.
Killer specs.
He does look sharp with the glasses.
I'm saying it right now. I'm getting Mike McDaniel vibes from this guy. It seems like he's like the one to crack jokes in the locker room. The way he looks, like
a young assassin.
Yeah,
I can get those vibes.
I'm on board.
He's a local guy. He's a Cincinnati guy. I mean, so he's got a lot of things. Now, for the people, I can't argue with you. The people who say, my God, he's Chris Mack version 2. He coached at Wake Forest. He coached at Xavier. Who else was in that resume? So I get it. But, he's built a really good program at College of Charleston. Again, He's a guy that has had, let's see, let's go through this. At Winthrop, his first year, he was 14 and 17. Then he went 20 and 13, 19 and 13, 23 and 9, 26 and 7, 19 and 12, 18 and 12, 24 and 10, and 23 and 2. He went to the NCAA tournament in 21 at Winthrop. He would have gone the year prior, but the tournament was canceled. He went to the NCAA tournament in 2017. He went then to college at Charleston. He was 17 and 15 in his first year, and then his second year, he took them to the Colonial, now known as the Coastal Athletic Association regular season championship. He went to the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament, and this year he did the same thing at 27 and 8 and went to the round of 64. So there you go. He's been a coach of the year a number of times. In the CAA this year, in the Big South in 21. So he's done very well for himself, and that sounds like he's our next guy. So he's got a tat. He's got a tat. You know that?
He's got some ink? Oh, yeah, he's got a tribal tattoo.
Yeah, so he's a tough guy. He's going to be a tough guy. I think he's a tough guy. Think he's a tough guy?
Well, there was a video of him doing pull-ups on the rim.
I'm digging that.
Ahead of
I'm fired up, man. Remember what I said on Gas Bags? I want a lunatic as our coach there because that will get people excited.
Oh, there you go.
And we got one. He's young. He's a winner. I'm very excited right now.
I really wanted shirts, but I'm starting to get sold on this guy.
I'm sold already.
And I mean, and I said no matter who it was, whether it was Patino, whether it was shirts, whether it was any, I'd support him.
Did you look it up already? Don't tell. I'm playing a game. Do you know how old he is?
I think he's in his early 40s, if I remember. Because I looked earlier, but I don't remember.
I have not.
All right, so if you give me a number, he'll say over or under.
41.
Over or under.
Over.
He's over 45.
All right.
He's 45? Well, he looks great for 45.
45 at least. I don't know when this was written. It might have been written when he took the job. He might be.
No, he's 48.
That. Yeah, that was when he took the job. He's 48 now. He's an old man.
He's 48?
Yeah.
He looks great for 48.
He's doing chin-ups on the rim. You'd think he'd look good.
Well, I mean, the photo that they use on Wikipedia is him in 2023. He looks like my age. Seriously, look at this guy.
I'm looking at him right now. I have my own phone.
Kelsey in 2023, the photo they use on Wikipedia. He's got the glasses, got the suit. That does not look like a 47-year-old man.
Well, you're going to get a guy that knows how to coach. That I'm sure of. Why am I sure of that, even though I don't know him? Because I know people in the business, and they said to me, he's got very solid X's and O's. Nobody got into real detail. So if you want me to tell you what they're going to run, how they're going to run it, I don't know that yet. And I don't know how he's going to interact with the local media here, how he's going to deal with a press conference for every game. I don't know any of those things. I do know that that he's regarded as a solid X and O guy, and he's won a million games, and he wins in a hurry. His first year at the new places were competitive. You know, my theory, right? You got to be competitive. You got to improve. You got to win. You got to maintain winning. He's done that. First year, they were competitive. They didn't win. They had a winning season, I think, at both places. First year at Winthrop, first year at COC. And then they improved dramatically, and then they maintained their winning. They were competitive. They improved. They won. And then they maintained that winning. So he fits the bill. So good for him. Welcome. Welcome on board, Mr. Kelsey. So there you go.
Is he related to Travis and Jason?
They spell it different. That would be incredible.
Cincinnati guy, last name Kelsey. If they came and just sat down on like sideline,
just one time.
Oh my God, the yum would erupt.
I think they spell it differently, so unfortunately,
yeah. No, but, I was no, just making
Kelsey jokes. Had somebody just sent me this. I won't tell you who because he may not want it known. He was involved in a MOU.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how people find his spit so fast. In 2017, Kelsey was hired as the head coach at UMass.
Really?
But returned to Winthrop 2 days after accepting the position. Yeah. Kelsey informed UMass athletic director Ryan Bamford of his decision 25 minutes before the scheduled press conference to formally introduce him to the media and the university community. 2 days prior, he'd signed an MOU at the university, which included a $1 million buyout clause should Kelsey leave before 2 years. So I don't know how they got out of that. Maybe they gave him $1 million. I don't know.
MOUs are...
But they're weird because it's like being a little bit pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
They're contracts, but they're not contracts.
A lawyer friend says that some are explicitly say they're non-binding. Other ones are full-fledged contracts. So you don't really know.
Well, he's going to be coming. He's got gaudy numbers. I mean, he's 75 and 27 in his time at
Charleston.
At Charleston.
Oh, man. We need to play the Charleston as a rejoin. There you go.
Yeah, that's good. I like
that. I have a box of Charleston shoes, actually, in the freezer.
There you go. Except he's not there anymore. He's probably going to be like, why are you playing that? I'm not there anymore.
But that's where he's coming from.
Yes, but he's here we go. Commercial time. Let's see, because I think I might have something for you here. Let's go see. Here we go. Go.
Do you know how to do the Charleston?
No.
You step up and kick, you step back and kick.
Really?
Yeah, I learned
it. What about the thing where you do the knees? You do the.
I don't know what that is, but.
We have played a lot of crazy spit on the show. That is the first time, ladies and gentlemen, that we have worked in the Charleston.
Took an African American theater class. And we learned
is
a bunch
that
of
Africa. The Charleston is we learned a bunch of African American dance.
Well, we learned a bunch of dance steps. The Shorty Joe, you step back and clap, and then the Charleston was one of them we learned.
The Charleston,
step up, kick, step back, kick, step up, kick.
Is a dance
step
named back, after kick. The harbor city of Charleston, South Carolina. The rhythm was popularized in mainstream dance music by a 1923 song called "The Charleston."
There you go.
See, that's the thing. I'm showing the picture. You put your hand, you put your right hand on your left knee,
yeah,
and your left hand on your right knee.
And you wobble.
You go back and forth. When I was a little kid, I thought they literally were moving their knees. I was like, wow, how are they doing that? So I was stupid as a kid.
Stupid as a kid.
All right, everybody. So there's your guy after all this. And I don't know. We'll let you know when they're going to announce him to the general public.
I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen.
I'm saying it now. That's so much better than Richard. I'm sorry.
Tulio coming on off the top rope.
I'm happy. I feel like a lot of the people were like, I really want Patino, and I get it. Love his dad too, but if his name was not, or if his last name wasn't Patino, then.
Somebody taking Drew, don't get mad at me, but Texter trying to take you to task. And the only reason I'm going to say it is because this is why I try not to get involved in these things. And you are, God bless you, you're a little man with balls. He gets up and says, here's going to be your coach. And then that guy doesn't come. And he says, well, here's going to be your coach. And then that guy doesn't come. And he says, well, I'll tell you, this guy's going to be your coach. And he doesn't come. And he said, Drew, 0 for 4. Scott Drew, Billy Donovan, Dusty May, Richard Pitino.
Well, we all had sources, and a lot of them were wrong.
No, but
well, not wrong.
They weren't
wrong.
They definitely went after Scott Drew. I don't know about Billy, that he just came up with that on his own. They definitely offered Dusty May, and Richard is kind of in that gray area. I'm not entirely sure how close they got with that, so we'll leave it at that. But you like to be ahead of it. I think he does, because he likes to be connected with the in crowd, the money guys, and the money guys say, we want Joe Schwenkenfelder. He wants to be the first to tell you it's Joe Schwenkenfelder. I'm not criticizing him, but that's why I don't do it, because this is the first time I ever did that. I thought it was going to be. I told everybody that, and I think it would have been if not for the chaotic MOU situation. I think it would have been Josh Schertz. I really do. So, but that's why now I got involved, and I vowed never. I didn't get involved ever. I didn't get involved when Mac got it. I didn't get involved when Kenny got it. I didn't get involved ever. Because this is why. I just let the guy come in, let the cake bake, and I'll welcome him, and hopefully he'll treat me well. If he doesn't, I can't help that. I'll do the best job I can do for him and for the school and for the fans, and it's not about me, but that's why I don't do it, because I don't want to get that text. I don't want to get that text, which is, you said Schwenkenfelder, and then you said Jablonski, and then you said, you know.
Schwenkenfelders, they own a funeral home, and they coach basketball.
Oh, no, they're a very, very versatile family, extremely versatile.
What are the Jablonskis do?
The Jablonskis, funny story about the Jablonskis, they played Major League Baseball. But anyway, you don't know, man, you don't know. And why don't you know one word?
Money.
Yeah, that's a good point. So I had Greg Galliott lined up to come in and give us bobbleheads.
Screw him. Hey, Greg, no, I'm kidding. We love you. We love Greg.
I knew
Greg
that.
Galliott.
I knew. I was like, hopefully no news will break during this time frame.
Oh, no.
And sure enough, the news broke exactly during this time frame. Mm-hmm.
Waited for us. That's why we led the city in time spent listening, because the news always breaks at news. The news always breaks at news. The news always breaks at noon.
Yeah, try that one again. Yeah.
The news always breaks at noon.
Yeah. Poor Diener always gets mad because a lot of, if the news doesn't break at noon,
then he's not on the air.
The lead up of the
lock
news.
Lock the door. Don't let him in.
It breaks at 10, like all the time.
I like when he comes in, though, when he just walks in. I like
that. Yeah, we need entrance music.
I like
Diener.
The walk in. You know, it's like the old TV shows when the guy would walk into the show.
It's like, and then they speak and everyone claps. Hey, it's Drew Diener. Yay.
There's a picture of Pat Kelsey, a texter sent me, of he and his family. I assume it's his family, as he just borrowed some kids from the neighborhood. It looks like three children and a woman, who I assume is his wife or it's somebody he's openly cavorting with.
Okay.
Hey, kids, come over here. I need a photo. You look like a family.
Schweikenfelders, come here. Mom, can you come with him? I don't know you that well, Mr. Kelsey. Kelsey, come here. Help out. Now, here, put these shirts on and jump up and down. Here we go. Ready and go.
Oh, that's a cute photo of them. They're in the action pose of all jumping up in the air. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked ad nauseum about everybody but this guy.
Yeah. Well, that's something. I mean, how, if any, negative light does this shine on U of L just because this seems like it was their fourth hire or their fourth guy on the list? I mean, we're all doing crash courses on College of Charleston. He got mentioned in groups of names throughout the process, but he never was the main candidate.
No.
I mean,
this is why I try not to, but I violated my thing here. I got involved and made a mess for starters. Fortunately, though, I really do, having learned what I learned, yes, it's self-serving, but I don't think I was the reason this didn't work out. In fact, I'm certain of that because the people I talked with would know. But the MOA is, and they're not paying up. You know, I will say this, get mad if you want to, but Josh said at the presser, this is who we're hiring. We're going to try and hire a guy who's a proven winner, and they're going to be an entertaining style, and we're not paying a big buyout. We're not. And people are like, you've got to pay a big buyout. No, I'm not. I'm not doing it. And he's been holding to being very fiscally responsible, I think, which, you know, has not been the story of my life. If I were, I'd have more money in the bank. But, I mean, if, you know, shirts turned into an ugly thing, but I don't know. I'd pay it, to be honest with you, if that was the guy I wanted. But that's again, that's just me. Kenny.
It's easy for us to say. It's
Drew was
money.
Lobbying hard for Richard. He would have loved if Richard came. Everybody had reasons why. I like Richard. I've said that before. It wouldn't have been like, if he came, I would have been, oh, my God. But I didn't have the kind of friendship that I think Drew travels in that money circle that traveled in the Patino family circle, and I think he would have liked that. I get it. I understand it. It's not like I'm criticizing it, but Schertz and I just hit it off, so I was in the same boat. I was like, oh, this guy'd be great. And plus, did you watch them last night? I may still go to the NIT game Tuesday. I might still go just because I want to see it. They're just such fun. So now I'll follow St. Louis closely because that's where he's going to be, evidently. So we'll see.
We're all going to watch College of Charleston games now.
Why College of Charleston games? Why do we
so
care?
Well, no, so we can see what. You know,
you mean go back?
Yeah, go back.
Oh, yeah,
and yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Let's do that, as a matter of fact. Let's go take a fast look-see, shall we?
Works for me.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to I apologized to Seth yesterday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That was my fault.
He sent a very nice text that you guys are like family to me. He said it was just so much was going on yesterday. I said, well, you know, not to be that guy, Topper, but oh yeah, I'd like to have been sitting in this seat. Pew, 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 pew. Under the table, man. Tulio, cover me. I'm trying to go to the restroom. Give me a chopper.
Yeah.
Here it is. He does a good chopper.
That was good.
No, he's got a good chopper.
I was really shocked about
thank
that.
You.
No,
thank
he's
you.
Got a good chopper.
I got a good tongue.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
So what are we going to do about Greg Galliet? We got to produce on the air now. Because, I mean, he's coming he's giving us bobbleheads. I feel terrible.
I paid no disrespect. I love him to pieces. You know that. But since they've been so good to us, this year I actually bought my ticket. You're not giving me nothing. I paid.
Well, he's still bringing
I bought
in.
The Buddy Bat package.
Is he here? He's supposed to be here. Is he outside? Oh, there he is. Hey, what's up, Greg? All right. I say take a quick break. We get Greg Galliet
in. He can have a comment. He's grown up. He loves sports. His father was a broadcaster. He played. So, yeah, he can give his opinion on Pat Kelsey. He should have a bar, shouldn't he?
Kelsey's. Kelsey sounds like a bar.
That's a bar.
Yeah, Kelsey's. I'm going to go. So. It's been a long day. Need to go blow off some steam.
I can't. This coaching search has me exhausted. Let's go to Kelsey's.
Kelsey's and get a pint. There we go.
Greg likes my shirt. Nice. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. And I don't think that's true. Pitino would have. Oh, no, I do think that's true.
Oh, look at the bobbles. It's a beautiful day. Oh. Louisville's got a coach.
You giving me all
we
my
got
bobbles?
Bobbles.
You know, this is part of my deal. But where are my tickets? No,
all right, let's take a break. Greg Galliano.
No, I want to ask him on here. So I bought, because I want to tell the fans, they should do what
use
I did.
Use Mike 3, Tanner.
They should get the Buddy Bat special, which I bought. And I get these bobbles now, but since you've always been nice enough to take care of us this year, I want to pay you back and be a paying customer. How do you get your tickets? Are they online?
Can I tell the city of Louisville that usually Bob Valvano just calls or texts me and I put him on our pass
list? He does.
Yeah. So he's going to have the best seats in the house.
I appreciate that.
I know.
Bought tickets.
Well, we'll make sure you get taken care of.
I just want to see how do you get
that, that's a little tough to get out.
Do they come electronically or do they get a hard fast?
Get either way. Most of the people now are taking them electronically.
Yeah,
so it'll pop up right on your phone.
We're going to see Ali here in a minute. So I'm going to do that.
I'm an unveiling.
This is going to be great. He's going
to. It
go
took me 2 years to get
to
this
get him
work.
Out of the box?
Oh. Well, they get him out of the box, but to work through the Ali estate and Lonnie Ali, his wife, to get her approval, and we're very pleased with how it turned out.
Well, as soon as I get it out of here, I'll tell you. Do we have to keep him away from? Will he beat the other bobbles up?
It could be an interesting night once the lights get turned off here tonight.
You
could have some carnage overnight.
It might get a little.
Trying to get some rest here. I got to get
Joey
Votto's
got. Joey's got a bad shoulder. It might get worse now.
Run 4 miles. I'm not putting up with you guys, but champ, we always play baseball. Not on my time, you don't. Making the poor Ali unpleasant here.
All right, let's take a break. Get all right, there we go. You just got to rip the box. You just got to rip the box. There you go. Right, I am so excited to see this bobble. Are we taking a break and then going to unveil it on the other side?
Serious.
Oh man. That's a great looking bobble.
That is. You know what? A lot of them. Through any fault of your own, don't look that much like the person. But this
that's why
guy,
this took 2 years to do.
This guy looks
This is spot on. That looks just like Ali.
Oh, champ, you happy to be on the show? Yes, he is. Oh, you know what'd be great if you could push a button and have his feet
do a shuffle?
Oh, yeah.
That is an elite bobblehead. That is.
Somebody
terrific.
Better bring a dustpan in tomorrow morning. There'll be some broken bobbles back there once he gets back there in the
that's
mix.
The champ nodding vigorously.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. So we got a new coach and we got a new bobble.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you very much.
You're
Stay
welcome,
with us.
Sir.
We'll come back. Greg Galliott's in studio and Louisville apparently has a new coach.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
More of V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here. On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Ellie Dela Cruz has come out of the box
now. They nailed the hair.
And, well, too good. If these are any indication of your bobbles this year, you're
these are only two. So this is it.
Two?
Mm-hmm. This is it.
Oh, I want a refund. Hey, just kidding. I like the ones
you nailed both
with
of
the bat.
Nailed them.
Well, don't walk over the champ like that, Ellie. He'll punch you. The champ feels threatened by the bat. Right, you guys make friends. Greg Galliott is here from the Louisville Bats as they get ready for what hopefully will be another successful season. And I say another because this is the first time in a long time we've had you in the preseason. We say, hey, how about following up off that winning season last year?
It has been a long time. And, Bob, I don't think we're going to roll out a crew of offensive talent like we did last year. I mean, we've just outfitted the Cincinnati Reds probably for the next 5 to 7 years offensively. So we've got some good young starting pitching prospects that will probably end up starting the year with us. A few of them had a little audition last year, late in the year with the Reds. But they'll probably be with us this year to at least start the season. So we'll see what happens. But if nothing else, we know we're going to have some fun.
All right, well, let's do the business first.
Yeah,
I have an Ellie Dela Cruz bobble, which looks just like him. Muhammad Ali Baba, which is unbelievably like him, which is saying something beautiful. And I'm
very proud of him.
So you should be proud of both of them. How do the people get these?
Well, like you did, you can start at a five-game package or work your way all the way up to a full-season package. But anybody that buys a ticket package of multiple games with us this year will receive both of these bobbleheads as gifts for doing so.
Well, and it's a great gift, I'll tell you. You were telling me, but back when I made my order, you were getting orders from people like in California just because they wanted the bobbles.
That's... Yeah, it's particularly Ali, because there's never really been an Ali bobblehead ever created. It took me 2 years to get this okayed through the Ali family and also through the business group that controls the Ali estate and his name, image, and likeness. So there we go, NIL. it always comes back to NIL these days, but we're very pleased with how it turned out.
You get started...
Friday night, this Friday.
Oh, that's gonna be exciting. Oh, this is the Red schedule. Oh, this is the Bat schedule.
Yeah.
The Bat schedule this Friday against Indianapolis.
How about this for Friday night for a home opener? One, we're going to have great weather, it sounds like, almost 70 degrees.
Yay.
Open the gates at 6 o'clock. Dollar 12-ounce canned Miller Lite Coors Light beer from 6 to 9. $6 margaritas all night long from number one tequila. Since it is Good Friday, we're going to have a fish fry.
Oh, that's right. It is Good Friday.
And, of course, the entertainment is going to be provided by the one and only Superstars, which, as you know, that's Dominic and Brennan, and they don't get any better than those two and the great job that those guys do with their entertainment.
You've built such a good relationship with so many of your people, and I'm going to sound like I'm sucking up to you, which I am, but that's a tribute to you. These people come year after year with smiles on their faces because they love being part of the Bats family, for lack of a better word.
Well, Dominic and Brennan have been such a large part of our family down through the years, going back to the Redbirds, and God, I'm starting my 40th year with this team, and it seems like Dominic and Brennan were right there almost at the same time, but we're looking forward to having them here, and then we're going to cap off the night Friday night with a big fireworks show courtesy of our friends over at Humana.
Cool.
And we come right back and play Saturday afternoon, a little Saturday afternoon baseball at 2:05, and then Sunday afternoon on Easter Sunday at 1:05. Then we go on the road. But as always, go to batsbaseball.com. You can find out about all the great promotions we've got all season long, and you can buy your tickets right there online.
Yeah. On the box for Ellie De La Cruz is a picture of him holding his bobblehead.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
He's pointing.
That's very cool.
It was so much fun having Ellie around for the short period of time. We had him, McLean, Encarnacion, Strand, Abbott.
You really have stocked the big club, haven't you?
It was for 6 weeks last year, Bob. We were very good. Plus, Joey Votto was actually here during that same time period with his shoulder rehab. So we could have probably beaten a lot of major league teams during that time.
All right. Yeah, you know, people tuning in are like, what? They're talking about the Bats. They just hired a basketball coach. You've been here a long time. What do you think about Pat Kelsey? Do you know anything about him?
I know a little bit about him. I know he comes from the Chris Mack tree, Wake Forest, Xavier. Josh Hurd and I have become friends over the last couple of years, and I trust Josh, so I think we're in a good position here. So let's see where we go. As a U of L alumnus, I just, like most fans, just want to win. So let's see what happens.
Well, let's see. We'll see. I don't even want to get into this whole thing. Matt Norlander now says there's no signed papers. He's not here yet. So I don't know. Who knows? I'm done. I'm just waiting. I am going to finally take mine own advice and let the cake bake.
There you go. And we quoted you the other day in our office during a sales meeting.
Did you?
Using that exact quote.
Good for you.
So we appreciate that. And
I'll
pay your residuals for
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I say it makes sense, and this is one of those times. Whoever gets the job, I will be supportive of. But it has not been the smoothest of transitions. I'll say that. Anyway, we'll see where we go.
How about your Mets?
Well, now, I'm glad you brought that up. We were talking about this on the show the other day. There's a guy who's got a website of cool new ballpark food.
Oh.
And evidently, the Mets are absolutely at the forefront of...
Well, we may be right there this year because with our new ownership group that purchased our team back during the holidays, we now are working with the concession group that they operate with throughout the country. So we have a whole new concession group.
Oh.
How about this? They are now going to unveil Friday night a hot brown on a stick.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Hot
See,
brown on a stick.
That'll make
Along with
out
our
to
fried bologna sandwich, which is the filet mignon of Slugger Field.
Yes,
so.
God, they indeed. Had the sense.
But this new concession group really hangs their hat on efficiency, getting fans through the lines quickly. So we're looking forward to working with them this year and hopefully creating a great fan experience.
All right. And this is like his art. Go there. You'll find it. MLB.com. Yankees introduce expanded food menu for 2024. New season, new menu for the Rangers Globe Life Field. So I'm trying to find the examples. Oh, the Reds are on here, too. What do they have? Have you seen their menu?
I have not. And I just left the Reds people in spring training, so they didn't even tell me about this.
Expect traditional fare, like pretzels, hot dogs, peanuts, but unique creations from executive chef Gary Davis. Do you know him?
I wonder if he's Eric Davis's brother.
Is he really?
I'm just teasing.
That would be awesome.
That would be wild. It'd be a very eclectic family.
They're having a Penn Station cookie sundae.
Okay.
They have a bases-loaded nacho burger, two all-beef patties, nacho cheese, pickled jalapenos, a tostado, sour cream, American cheese, wow, lettuce, tomato, and a bypass.
Wow. You get, I was going to say, you're going to need a doctor's appointment.
Good Lord, yeah.
Just go right from the stadium, and they put you in the express line to take
Pops,
you
please
in
stay away from
it's
that.
Like Disney. You're in the express line.
Yeah. You can't be going to the ballpark, really. That, like, they have grilled brisket on a hot dog. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
You're not going to go to the ballpark and want to eat a salad. You can have some ballpark fish.
That's a good point.
It's true.
What are the food specials this year? Do we still have the dollar hot dogs and dollar?
We're going to do the $2 menu on Tuesday nights with the $2 dogs, soft drinks, chips, popcorn. Thursday nights, $2 canned beer throughout the year.
Nice.
Along with $3 regular nachos, $3 chicken tenders. Now, how about this? We have four pegs now in the ballpark.
Fantastic. Love four
and
pegs.
Have you ever eaten at Gustavo's Mexican Grill?
Big fan of Gustavo's.
Gustavo's has two locations now inside our ballpark.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's good. I could walk to the Gustavo's from my house.
Yeah. And then when you get done eating Gustavo's, dessert is Grater's ice cream.
There you go. Right. Fantastic.
Yankee
we got
Stadium.
You covered.
That's a hat trick of good.
We got you covered.
Of good spots.
For Yankee Stadium has a 99 burger because 99 is
Judge.
Aaron Judge.
Judge.
It has 2 4-ounce American Wagyu. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Beef patties with cheese, caramelized onions, secret sauce, brioche bun, dill pickles. You have to go to section 107 to get that.
Okay. You're making me really hungry. I haven't had lunch yet.
Yeah, porchetta sandwich. Which is in 105. Porchetta, broccoli rabe. Oh, broccoli rabe.
There you go.
Paisans. He knows what that is. Provolone, Calabrian aioli, arugula, and a brioche bun. Specialty drinks. They have Hornitos Plata Tequila, strawberry mix, grapefruit soda for the strawberry Paloma. You know, that's why people go to the ball. Let's not kid ourselves.
For the experience.
Why is the attendance up so high? People keep talking about baseball. They don't care about baseball anymore. And yet, they draw literally three times as many people now as they did in the quote-unquote heyday of baseball. Because the people are going. They may watch the game. I'm going to get the brioche Paloma and the margarita, and I'm going to have this. And you're going to watch any of the game? Eh, maybe.
I'll watch it on my phone when I'm heading to the hospital afterwards.
For the bypass. Right?
The bypass. That's why you have YouTube TV. Keep up with it in the emergency room.
Check out the box score. Unbelievable. How about, by the way, since your dad broadcast football for a long time, and Greg Gallier from the Bats is here, and obviously go to BatsBaseball.com. These brought two bobbleheads, which you can get. Seriously, you should buy it. Nothing else, the 5-game pack, just to get these bobbleheads.
And I thought of you, and I thought of my uncle who did Yale football for 33 years when Yale had that big upset.
How about that?
That was something.
But how about that? I got to be honest. I'm a forward-thinking guy. I'm digging the new football kickoff rule. Have you seen
it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see it, Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The kicker stands back by himself. He's like a man on an island. And he's back at his own 25-yard line, I think it is.
Yep. Yeah.
And then
nobody
all
can do anything.
Of his teammates are on the other team's 40-yard line, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then all the opponents are lined up between their 35 and their 30-yard line. He kicks off. Nobody – it's like a game of statue when you're a kid. Nobody can move
until he catches
until the receiver gets it between the 20 and 25. And then it's like hitting that little switch on electric football. Now, all of a sudden, everybody goes hog-ass wild and they're running. And
can you imagine Devin Hester in that? Because, I mean, the
he
space.
He twice as many touchdowns returning kicks on kickoffs.
That's, I got to admit, I was always of two minds because it is – one of the most exciting plays, but it's also like watching the beginning of Braveheart. I mean, you guys are getting killed on kickoffs. It was nuts.
Because the momentum they were building up on that sprint downfield.
The way people run, the speed they run now, and you give them a 25-yard head start from both their – it's like two trains running into each other. So, well, Greg, I am looking forward to seeing you Friday.
Yeah, and I will come by if it's all right with you guys and visit you guys off and on during the season.
No, you kidding?
Please, yeah,
open
absolutely.
Door.
Star Wars night's coming up here at the end of April. Make plans for that. Don't forget Thunder over Louisville. The best place to watch Thunder, of course, is at our ballpark. No baseball this year, but we will have the Juice Box Heroes, J.D. Shelburne and his band, and the Crashers all performing in the afternoon and the evening in the outfield grass, taking us up to the fireworks show. Go to BatsBaseball.com to buy your Thunder tickets right now.
How could we have done a half hour here, and I've not asked you. New performers? You know, there's a new... We missed them very badly, but I guess they both died. Quick Change.
Yeah.
There's a new Quick Change Act.
I remember the original Quick Change Act, and she was from Russia. And
he died during COVID.
And yeah, and we had him 3 years before COVID hit. And all I remember is I came down the stairs. They were in the dressing room down the hall getting ready to go out and do their show. And she was just undressing him verbally in Russian. I don't know what he did, but she was letting him have it. And then 15 seconds later, they're on the field performing like nothing ever happened.
God, that's hilarious.
I think he was in the doghouse.
I never heard that story. That's awesome.
And he seemed to understand the Russian, so he must have heard this before. Yep.
Well, there's a new one now. They haven't. It's the same principle. You know, they come out and they do the change, and it's a guy and a woman, and I don't know if she undresses him in Russian or any other language, but have you seen them yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I saw them at a basketball.
But see, I'm a traditionalist. Nobody's better than Bird Zerk or the Superstars. I mean, come on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But
I mean,
you know who's still going strong? God bless her soul. Red Panda.
Yes, and I'm going to try to get her back here because she had such a great time when she was here last time. It was during the Pride Parade, and the police car, I went and picked her up at the Omni. We actually were allowed to drive on the sidewalks to get around the parade, and she thought that was awesome. And she was sitting in the back seat of a squad car like she had been arrested, having the best time of her life. She didn't want to get out of the car. She wanted to keep going for a ride.
She's got to be in her 60s, and she's still doing it, man. And she gets a standing ovation every time she performed.
I bet you saw her a lot this winter around the college campuses.
I saw her. She was at the ACC tournament. I know that.
Yeah, she's great. But again, guys, thanks for having me in.
Thank you. Thank you for the bottle.
All right, you're welcome.
Get back some more of your texts. Evidently, Pat Kelsey's coming, but we don't know that for sure.
Well, according to Matt Norlander, he's not. No, so I don't know.
I think he's coming. But
thanks, Greg.
Thank you, guys. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll see. We'll see what goes on. Stay with us. CSPN 680. And what the hell's the other one?
105.7.
I knew it. I just was being a wise guy. Stay.